Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Featured with anchorman Paul Rasmussen 24 hours ago, we talked to legendary Bob Ford, who for 37 years was the golf professional at Oakmont. He's here, gave a guided tour. As Paul, you pointed out, they had one of the drones fly over the course and detailed everything about Oakmont.
It's on YouTube. It's a Golf Digest video, and it flies over each hole, and that has Ford describing each of the holes, the beautiful descriptions of the architecture, and also the great moments in the past on all of those holes. It's one of the best videos I've watched in a long time.
Everybody that's anybody in golf is here, and we are honored to be joined by the senior director of the U.S. Open Championship, Tim Lloyd. Tim, I know you've been a busy man. You're at the course right now, aren't you?
I am, actually, yep.
And how'd it go yesterday with the practice round? Seemed like everything went smoothly.
Yeah, it did. It was we dodged some weather, so we're always appreciative of that. But it was a good day. There's good crowds out here, and got everything started.
Yeah, and so you have two more days of practice rounds, and then when is the first tee off on Thursday?
I'd have to check the website. I believe it's around 6:30, 6:45 on Thursday morning.
Oh, it's that early.
Yeah. Yep.
And do they have? Do you all have? I know they do it at the Masters where you have some legends tee off, you know, the honorary tee off on day one. Do we do that here?
No, we'll just get started with our first tee times on Thursday morning off the first and 10th tee. We have 156 players, so it's a full field, and we really go to kind of sun up to sundown on Thursday, Friday until we make the cut going into the weekend.
You know, Tim, you said 156 golfers, but I've been watching some of the videos posted on social media of just the preparations and things going on in the background. It's an army of people that are involved in this, including volunteers. What's your estimate of the number?
We have about 4,200 volunteers out here this week, and we always say the backbone of the championship. Couldn't do it without them. And the support for the volunteer program was incredible. We ended up we opened it last spring. It took us only a month or so for us to fill up those over 4,000 spaces. We had about 2,500 on the wait list before we ultimately closed the wait list down, just because we knew there was kind of no hope on the wait list at a certain point. But I'm really appreciative of all the support from the community, which is always the case when we come back to Oakmont.
Yeah, now you've got so many, obviously the golfers here practicing, and what's the word? They always find Oakmont challenging. I've heard a little feedback about how difficult this course is, even for the highest ranked golf professionals.
Yeah, it always is. It's we call it a cathedral of the game, and we're proud to be here, proud to have hosted this for the 10th time now this week at Oakmont. And the players had some great comments so far. It's been interesting to watch their interviews, and they're going to continue today and tomorrow. But they're seemingly well received. They're receiving the golf course well. They're excited to get out here and start competing on Thursday.
I'm curious to know, Tim, about the purse money. How much is there, and where does this money come from?
We're a variety of situations. We're a nonprofit organization. We do generate revenue off the event itself and also off some other endeavors, but our, ultimately our organization supports a lot in the game of golf. And I like to say that while the U.S. Open Championship may be a significant portion of our financial, of the financials of the USGA and also a significant portion of the exposure of the USGA, it's only a small sliver of what we do as an organization with our missions and objectives and how we support the game from the rules of golf to green grass research and amateurism as well. So we're a big organization. You just kind of always see us at the U.S. Open, the Women's Open each year.
I have a practical question. So the merchandise tent, which is over almost 35,000 square feet, is that accessible to the general public still?
It is now only accessible to ticketed fans who will be on site at the event, yes. I do believe there is some online opportunities, but the facility on site is open to ticketed fans at this point.
Any other advice for people who are headed to Oakmont maybe for the first time?
You certainly look to our website for all of our Know Before You Go, our fan information relative to parking and transportation. Utilize the parking areas that we've provided. It does help the operations move more efficiently. It's a tight area to get in up here, so we appreciate that. And once you're here, take advantage of our opportunities with our corporate partners and their activation spaces. You can hit a putt, go to the swing simulator, obviously get out and see golf in our grandstands, and take advantage of our app. Use your app, the USJ app. There's a lot of great digital features that help enhance your day at the U.S. Open.
Tim, when this reaches its crescendo and then it's over, the U.S. Open is in the books. Is that when you take a vacation?
it'll take a little while. We've got a quick, certainly want to get out of some areas and restore them back to how they were before we found them. But our team will be here through the summer. Our last piece of equipment will generally leave site by early August. But again, a lot of various cleanup and post-mortem procedures that we'll go through. We're not going very far. Unfortunately, with Oakmont as an anchor site, we're here permanently. We're going to have staff here permanently. The 2028 Women's Open is coming quick. So while we may close the books on the U.S. Open this week, we will be quickly talking about the Women's Open for 28.
Well, Tim, can't thank you enough. You've been very hospitable and accessible for us, really important. And wish you all the best with the tournament this week. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Larry. Take care.
Senior Director of the U.S. Open Championship, Timothy Lloyd, on the Big K Morning Show. You know, I was going to offer if they wanted an honorary tee off Thursday morning.
You probably could have gotten away with being the announcer at the opening tee off.
Oh, I wonder if they do that, where they announce the golfer and where they're from.
Wouldn't that be cool to do that for Matt?
Paul Rasmussen, Cranberry. Oh, Paul, you've outdone yourself.
Yep.
At this time, we check in with another medical professional, and in this case, the new Chief Development Officer at Independence Health System Expert Care here. And his name is Anthony Cangro. And you can see Anthony if you download our free Odyssey app, AUDACY, or you can watch us online with our KDK Radio video stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to kdkradio.com, click on Watch, KDK Radio Live Stream, and now KDK Radio YouTube. So, Anthony, you're on YouTube too. Good morning.
Fantastic. Good morning, Larry, and thank you for having me.
Well, welcome home. For those that don't know, Anthony is a native of the Westmoreland County area. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Hempfield area.
The great Hempfield area. Finish the sentence. What's your mascot name?
The Spartans.
That's right. And you spent time and most recently came to us from the Sarasota area where you were working with Ringling College, right?
That's correct. I was doing fundraising at Ringling College of Art and Design.
How did we get you back to Western Pennsylvania from Florida?
It was a tough draw, but an incredible opportunity at the health system and an opportunity to make a real difference.
And in this case, for Independence Health System, there are actually four foundations that you're now working with. So in your role as Chief Development Officer, It's kind of the umbrella that helps each independent foundation work really together, but yet maintain some of their independence, which is important for the regional fundraising, right?
That's right, Larry. We have four foundations, as you mentioned. It's the Butler Memorial Hospital Foundation, the Clarion Hospital Foundation, the La Trobe Area Hospital Charitable Foundation, and the Westmoreland Frick Hospital Foundation. And each of these hospital foundations are independent, but under the Independence Health umbrella. And the foundations really have two purposes. One is to manage the funds and steward the funds that we've already raised. And the second purpose, and perhaps more importantly, is to raise new funds and find new funding streams that will support our local hospitals and the health system overall.
And share with us, Anthony, how that works. The philosophy of the foundations, their mission is to support the hospitals, and that can come in a number of different ways. One are where they have funds that are targeted for a certain purpose and other general fundraising opportunities.
Yeah, that's correct, Larry. So we have general funds that can support a number of things across the system, whether that's innovative healthcare solutions, that's the latest and greatest in healthcare equipment for our docs and our advanced practice providers. And then we have specific funds that can go for special purpose things like cancer care or designated for things like cardiology or orthopedics. So there's a number of ways that the foundations can support the hospital and the overall health system, either generally or more specifically.
I think over the years, as a native, you found out that this region generally is actually very generous in giving.
Yes, we are very fortunate. And as a fundraiser, I'm very fortunate to, you know, live and work in this, in the Pittsburgh region, because we do have so many people who are philanthropically minded and really care about the health and wellness of their communities and are willing to invest in it. You know, we see it across the board, whether it's individuals. We have a number of organizations, Larry, foundations that are very generous and want to support, you know, good quality healthcare in the region. And, you know, as a fundraiser, it makes my job a lot easier when you have folks who are willing to invest in what you're asking them to support.
We're with Independence Health System Chief Development Officer Anthony Cancrow. Anthony, that said, the challenges of healthcare overall when it comes to funding and reimbursements and all of those things have hit a lot of healthcare systems very hard. So now they're relying even more on foundations for their help.
That's right. That's right. It's important for the listeners to know that it's a very challenging time in healthcare. Whether it's reimbursement constraints, supply chain shortage.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money.
Does it get any easier than that?
Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Shortages, labor shortages, the list goes on and on. And so, you know, that's where philanthropy can really come in and the work of our foundations to bridge the gap between, you know, what patient revenue we bring in and the actual cost for us to deliver the care.
And that said, I know that CEO Ken DeFurio and the executive team have done a great job, Dr. David Rottinghouse, of really pulling this thing together and, you know, wading through these tremendous issues since COVID 5 years ago. We're in a whole different place now.
That's right. A lot of these challenges, particularly the labor and the supply chain shortages, were exacerbated by COVID and the pandemic. And, you know, I'm very fortunate, Larry, to have a leadership team who recognizes the importance of fundraising and philanthropy and what it can do for the health system. And they're willing to support it. And, you know, it's a great place to be. As I mentioned, this is an incredible opportunity for me to, you know, really elevate the profile of philanthropy across the system. And I have the support from the leadership team to do that.
So how can somebody listening help, Anthony? Where are you guiding them to go to find out more what they can do?
Yes. Yeah, so if listeners are so inclined to help, they can go to independence.health. And at the top of our webpage, we have a giving button. And if you click on that giving button, it'll take you to a page with each of our four foundations. And listeners can click on one of those foundations. And if they're interested, they can make a gift in support of the health system. We would be very grateful for their support.
Anthony, good to have you back home. And I will look forward to seeing you soon. And good luck in your new role. You've already done a great job in just a few months.
Thank you very much, Larry. And I want to thank you for all you do for our health system. We're incredibly grateful for your leadership and your support.
All right, Anthony. Enjoy the week.
Take care.
Anthony Cancro, brought to you by Independence Health System, expert care here. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. Ellen Gamble, what you see?
We see lots of brake lights out there for the Tuesday morning commute, Larry. So 28 southbound, you're getting lots of company now. Backing up between the Shaler Waterworks and Millvale as you head for the 31st Street Bridge. Parkway North, just a minor slowdown past Bellevue Westview, so that's not too tough just yet. And even the delays on McKnight Road coming toward town through the construction zone down by Babcock Boulevard, it's certainly backed up and slowing, but it's not yet as heavy as it could be during the morning commute. So good news there if you're headed out the door right now. West Carson Street, a multi-light delay for you approaching the Corliss Tunnels there. Parkway West inbound backs between Carnegie and the top of Green Tree Hill. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 7:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Yeah, and AccuWeather says lower humidity today. So actually it'll be sunny and more comfortable, 77. 57 and clear tonight, and then tomorrow the heat is on 82, 86 on Thursday, and 85 on Friday. And Friday afternoon will be the next opportunity for a shower, so we get a little break with the rain here in the next few days, which is good. There is a chance for a couple of showers on Saturday, high of 81, and looking at Sunday, 77 with a chance for some rain. Obviously watching that very closely because of the U.S. Open. Top of the next hour, we're going to talk to the official USGA meteorologist and get their take on Pittsburgh area weather. The president and CEO of the Solar Energy Industries Association, better known as SEIA, Abigail Ross Hopper. Welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. We have been talking very recently and as early as yesterday about this energy boom in the state of Pennsylvania with natural gas, our potential now for nuclear power, but somehow solar power seems like it might get left behind. What's going on?
Well, you know, we are in this time of rising electricity demand. You just, in your state yesterday, had a $20 billion announcement by Amazon of data center investment. And so, honestly, we need every electron we can get to beat China, in the AI race. And so, as you said, natural gas is a part of it, nuclear is a part of it, solar and storage need to be a part of it. But there is legislation at the federal level that might curtail that.
And what is that legislation say that would threaten the solar industry?
So it is legislation that would basically cut the tax credits that solar and storage utilize and cut them sort of overnight, right? That companies that have made long-term investments in this industry would wake up one day and have sort of all of their business plans upended. And that would have a huge impact on the nation, but also a huge impact on Pennsylvania.
And give us some perspective on how big the solar industry is in the state.
So the industry is large in your state. You have about enough solar power to power 350,000 homes. We've invested over $13 billion. But what's at risk? Over 6,400 jobs are at risk in Pennsylvania if this goes through, and 20 factories. There's been a real manufacturing renaissance in the solar and storage industry, and that is at risk if this legislation is passed.
So explain how the tax credit system works for people who install solar power.
Sure. So the way that the tax credit system works is it is a 30% credit of the cost of the solar system, and that 30% credit is taken off of your taxes. So if you spend $100 on your solar system, then $30 is taken off of the taxes you owe. So if you owed $40, it's $30 off. Now you only owe $10 in taxes. So it's homeowners use it to put solar on their homes. Businesses use it. Utilities use it. It is a tool that has been used for over 20 years now to help incent solar and storage and other forms of electricity in this country.
We're with Abigail Ross Hopper, the president CEO of CEI. That said, what can be done at this point?
You know, what could be done at this point is, you know, I want your listeners to know sort of how important this is to your state. But I also really want them to understand that electricity bills will go up. That bill you open every month and with like maybe a little pit in your stomach, that number is going to go up if this bill passes. And so let your federal legislators know, let your congressmen, let your U.S. senators, let your governor know. This will have a real impact on your prices, and that let your elected officials know you care about this.
Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for having me.
Abigail Ross Hopper again, President CEO of the Solar Energy Industries Association. Nationwide, the focus is in Los Angeles with the latest. CBS's Naomi Rockham.
The president is also ratcheting up his rhetoric against these protesters, posting on social media, "If they spit, we will hit." President Trump has also told the police chief to arrest any demonstrators wearing face masks. Governor Gavin Newsom maintains the White House does not have the legal authority to step in at all and is only making the situation worse. The Pentagon is mobilizing 700 Marines and 2,000 additional National Guard troops to Los Angeles as anti-ICE protests stretch into a fifth day. This as the Los Angeles police chief says he's confident his department and partners can handle the growing demonstrations, with dozens of arrests made so far.
The introduction of federal military personnel without direct coordination creates logistical challenges and risks confusion during critical incidents.
Protests have also spread to other parts of California.
The people in our federal government who are making decisions to put troops on the streets and to round up members of our community need to see that we're not with them.
As well as states around the country, like Florida and Texas.
In Austin, tear gas was used to disperse crowds. Meanwhile, escalating tensions in L.A. have stoked a political clash between California Governor Gavin Newsom and the Trump administration. President Donald Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, has threatened the arrest of anyone who obstructs federal authorities, including Newsom, prompting this reaction from the president.
Gavin likes the publicity, but I think it would be a great thing.
Newsom, in an interview, called on the White House to arrest him and, quote, just get it over with. The state has sued over the deployment of federal troops, calling it an unprecedented power grab. The White House says it's necessary to protect federal property.
White House border czar Tom Homan says right now there is no intention to arrest Governor Newsom and that the whole situation has been taken out of context. But he did say if the governor crosses the line, he could be arrested just like any other citizen. We are watching to see if that's all just performative politics, but at this hour, there does appear to be some relative calm on the ground in L.A.
CBS's Naomi Ruckman. Protests have spread to Austin, Texas, and there were protests in downtown Pittsburgh yesterday, including Mayor Ed Gainey.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, another big investment in Pennsylvania, Amazon, spending $20 billion for a couple of high-tech data centers in Luzerne and Bucks counties. Here's Governor Shapiro.
Winning the AI race, and Pennsylvania was able to deliver speed unlike any other state.
We hear more and more of this infrastructure energy buildup, including yesterday that Westinghouse may be reimagining what they're doing here.
Well, an executive order from the White House wants to increase nuclear power production, Larry, and that could mean as many as 10 large reactors built by Westinghouse around the U.S. We'll see how it happens. And how about this headline? Traffic calm in Oakmont during first day of U.S. Open.
I saw Marty posted a video of downtown Oakmont with the question, did all this scare business away? So it can be a detriment for the businesses in downtown Oakmont as opposed to a big boom.
Former Oakmont caddy Matt Vogt is playing this week in the U.S. Open. He played his first practice round Monday.
The coolest part is seeing kids out there. They might know who I am. They might not. They just know I'm playing golf inside the ropes, and maybe they're thinking about doing it themselves someday.
What a story. You know, being a caddy at Oakmont for 6 years, graduating from Seneca Valley. He's now a dentist. His father passed away recently. He just had a baby girl with his wife. A lot of emotions running through for Matt, but I know everybody here is certainly rooting for him.
I really like that phrase that he used there, between the ropes.
Must be an amazing feeling.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.